since we're now back into this time talking about the Gita and the Supreme Lord, a time I am, the great destroyer of worlds, we're really going back to a time in which people like you and I began to think about this sort of thing. And in thinking about it, they came across a practice which is very popular today, especially, which is called yoga. And you might wonder why I'm bringing yoga into this, but as you're going to see very, I hope, by the end of the program, this is really a key element to time travel. Now, yoga practitioners, going all the way back in time to the time of Patanjali, which is the founder of the basic yoga system, I claim, from what I read of the teachings of Patanjali, and maybe some yogins would agree with me, and maybe some would not, I'm not sure, but I claim that they knew about time travel, and that the yoga practice is really one which is designed to get you to that floating mind state by bringing you into your body to do so, not trying to escape your body, but bringing you into the body. Because what you're doing by bringing yourself into the body, as we're going to learn shortly on, what you're really doing is time traveling. And I'm going to explain why I say that, but bear with me for a while. Yoga is a system. It's a practice. It's something you do that's, it's like medicine today. It's part art, it's part philosophy, and it is definitely part science. It is a technique, a hands-on method to enable your life to find some purpose in it and to go beyond the everyday illusions that normally inundate us. Now, according to the traditional Indian philosophy, yoga is really divided into different parts. There's something called Hatha Yoga, and there's something called Raja Yoga, and there are many minor little subdivisions with each of those parts. George Feuerstein, a noted scholar and teacher of yoga philosophy, points out, above all, samsara is time. So, here we see a big hint coming in. Feuerstein explains that the literal meaning of samsara is flowing together, a perceptual flux of things and events which produce consequences of causal relationships, one thing after another. As the late Gilda Radner used to say on the great show Saturday Night Live, as this flowing together can produce unexpected and undesired consequences, if it isn't one thing, it's another. It's always something. This flowing together of things and events has a counterpart even in quantum physics, which, by the way, is going to be creeping into this story we're telling in one of the sessions coming up. And it's vital to understand what quantum physics has to do with all this, and yoga has to do with it all, time travel. And it's vital to understand that the mind, remember, you're in a floating mind state. This floating mind state creates time and the appearance of the objective real world. We're going to be looking at that shortly. But samsara also refers to something that the Western mind, with its linear view of time, doesn't really think about, doesn't even consider. This is the idea of what is called a circle of time, the wheel of existence, that the soul experiences endless rounds of birth, life, death, rebirth, life, death, rebirth, life, death, set in motion by causal links created by past lives. So think of now, think of your life as being traveling in a circle. You're born. Okay, that's your birth. Okay. And now you're living. Okay, that's your life. And now you die. And now you're reborn. But now think of it as a spiral. With each birth, you go up a notch on the spiral like a bedspring. And each one, you're still traveling in a circle, but you're moving upward on the spiral. Take your finger right now and just move the tip of your finger in a circle. And when you come back to where you started from, move it up a notch. And now move it up a notch. With each time you complete a circle, move it up. And notice how your hand keeps going up and up and up. That's what we would call the samsaric view, the wheel of your existence. It's really more of a spiral of your existence when we take in consideration the linear view of time going up the spiral, okay? All this set in motion by causal links. No link of the spiral could exist without the previous link of the spiral so that everything flows into the next moment. Samsara. Well, as from a quantum physics point of view, you can experience these cycles through recognition of the role that is played by a mind which anchors itself to that spiral, literally binds itself into that time spiral, and provides an active focal point. What that active focal point does, it takes you out of the spiral into a single point, like the tip of your finger as you're going up. Your ego is at the tip of the finger, so it's only experiencing the immediate touch of the spiral, what came just before it, what's coming just after it, but not much further than that. As far as you're concerned, it's like moving on a straight line. You don't even see you're on a spiral, okay? This is where the notions of time can change as we begin to move into what I call the general theory of relativity. Because these same ideas, which are millions of thousands of years old, are also in Einstein's general theory of relativity, which is really amazing when you think about it. So samsara is a term for maya, or illusion, the persistent belief that binds us into space and time. Okay, many ancient hymns tell us that time, the past, the present, and the future, that time is the progenitor, the source of the cosmos, and that time is also the child of consciousness, the creator of cosmos and the child of consciousness. So that time is something which at the same time creates, but then owes its existence to consciousness itself. Now, what the heck does that mean? What it means is that as creator, it learns to forget. And therefore, it has to be reborn as a child to remember. Whoa. Whoa. As a creator, it forgets. And as a child, it has to be reborn to remember who it is, what it is. You're now back in the floating mind space. And what I'm trying to do with you is have you remember who you really are. Now, within this ancient secret that I just told you, there is a possibility that through learning a technique, through learning something, you might be able to remember who you really are and at the same time see yourself as the child of consciousness. In other words, you might begin to evoke for yourself the ability to travel through time, which is travel into your essential self. And even to reach the shores, as you travel, of timelessness, where time ceases to exist, but you don't. Quantum physics says we can do all of that. And it tells us how we can draw a map of these shores so that we can see where we're going. And in a session following, I'm going to show you how to make such a map. This is really very exciting territory to explore because it will free you. It will open up possibilities for you to look at whatever situation in life you're in right now with a new way of looking at yourself, in such a way that things which now seem impossible to you will become relevantly possible, and things which seem desirable to you will no longer have the effect of you have to have it anymore. And something else will kindle in you, another type of desire, which will take you outside, paradoxically, while going inside of space and time.